arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. Starting out with a couple of folks, one of whom has been on the show numerous times, Trace Meyer, a very, very interesting guy. I guess I should say Trace Meyer, JD, because that's on all the other websites. That's how you're introduced. You know a lot about the resource industry. You know an awful lot about conservative politics, etc. But joining us also is David Tice. David is the purveyor, for lack of better terms, of the Prudent Bear Fund. Very, very, among people of our philosophical bent, it is a very, very popular place to invest money. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I was the founder, Al. I actually sold the fund to Federated Investors, so it's now the Federated Prudent Bear Fund. Did that back in December of 08. I'm now the strategist for bear markets at Prudent Bear. And Prudent Bear is a negatively correlated fund. We make money when the market declines. We also invest in gold and silver mining companies along with being short stock. And we're negatively correlated. We make money when the market declines.
Trace, how'd you guys get to know each other? I mean, I know that you guys are good buddies, and I know that philosophically you probably are coming from the same spot, but how'd you guys get to know each other?
Well, David's a very sharp investor, and yeah. We happen to be invested together in some ventures, so I get to ride on his coattails, you could say.
What do you guys think right now? You know, you talk about making money in a bear market, okay, which, I think your philosophy is great. What do you think about what's going to happen in the midterm, let's say the next 12 to 18 months in the resource segment of the stock market?
Well, Al, I think the next even 6 months are going to be profoundly bearish. I think we had a significant rally off the March low. It's kind of a reflex rally, should not have been unexpected. We had our first decline about 5 months ago. We rallied back. We've declined again. Now we're experiencing an oversold rally bounce. But I think we're right at the cusp of breaking through 1,000 on the S&P, and we're going to go lower for a while. Now, the resource sector is we're fighting this tug-of-war between inflation and deflation, and gold is going to go down in the first part, in my opinion, of the deflationary scare, and therefore resource stocks could go down for a while.
Trace, what do you think?
I agree with David here. Gold, when you look at what's happened with the Dow, it's actually below 8 ounces to buy the Dow. And so even though the Dow is up nominally, it's down significantly in terms of real value. And at runtogold.com, my site, that's primarily what we focus on, is looking at performing mental calculations of value and using gold as that numeraire or that denomination to use for your balance sheets and income statements. And so when you look at the real ability of Americans to earn priced in gold, that's going down too. For example, when David came out of school, he probably would have earned about $400,000 a year as a recent college graduate in terms of today's dollars. Well, my father, when he came out of school, he was offered 25.7 ounces a month of gold in terms of value. It was $900 at the railroad or $700 at one of the big accounting firms. Today, an average American coming out of school, 19.6% unemployment, and the ones that do get a job are lucky if they're going to earn 5 ounces of gold a month. And so that's going to have to keep going down because Americans, unfortunately, they've borrowed too much, they've spent their future earnings, and now they're going to have to be able to live with some austerity programs of their own personally. And that, of course, is going to be put a lot of drag on corporate earnings because people just aren't going to be able to buy things.
So you're agreeing with John Williams of Shadow Stats when he says 9.5% unemployment is just an absolute pipe dream.
Yeah, well, I mean, 9.5%. I mean, recent graduates with a master's degree are now at 4.2% unemployment, up from 3.4%. I mean, we're talking about the 2009 graduates having to now compete with the 2010 graduates. So Unfortunately, there's this huge misallocation of capital with higher education, and that's because the entire U.S. economy is going to need to be retooled.
You know, David, I've tracked your fund for years and years, and I've seen you on interviews, especially a number of years ago, where you were actually ridiculed, mocked, heckled. Recently, not the same reception. More and more people are saying, hey, this guy maybe was a little ahead of himself or ahead of where we're at, but there's a lot more openness to that. Talk with our listeners about what they can do today to help protect themselves, their loved ones, in this environment that we're in worldwide.
Well, first of all, I think they should invest in education and really learn. Listen to this radio show. You guys do a great job in bringing in guests who see the world correctly. Trace and I are both believers in the Austrian School of Economics. Go to the von Mises website, Mises.org. And then on the other side, once you convince yourself that this Keynesian theory is simply flawed and that we're going to have a price to pay for all the money printing that Trace just talked about, then you're going to be inclined to be negatively correlated. And you aren't going to buy into the theory that you ought to be 70% in stocks all the time. And then you will realize that gold represents the real money that's out there because the rest is fiat. And once you do that, the investment picture becomes a lot more clear. And I think you'll invest in funds like Federated Prudent Bear that's negatively correlated, that makes money when the market goes down. I don't necessarily like being a bear. I mean, my mom has chided me in the past about why can't you be more optimistic? And Americans love to be optimistic, et cetera. But with your money, you need to be prudent and you need to be not optimistic, pessimistic. You better be realistic about your money.
Well, and you've been right, David. I mean, our partner, Clyde Harrison, said that we're going to be in a moose market. And if you look at since 98, it's been flat. I mean, the S&P basically has gone nowhere. So on that side of the equation, you've definitely called it right. On the precious metal side of the equation, what were we looking at? 285 gold, $4 an ounce silver. So you've definitely been right on that side of the equation. I don't equate pessimism with not making money. I equate optimism with making money and understanding what's happening and then being able to protect ourselves and our loved ones. You know, I've told Al, my favorite video is Tech Ticker, Yahoo Tech Ticker. I know you've been on there. And now it's amazing, about half of all the guests who are on there are basically now talking about what you've been talking about for years and years and years.
Interesting. Going back to the optimism comment, I want to be optimistic and I want to have money left so that I can do good things for the world. And frankly, everybody needs to get, you know, a lot of people are going to get this wrong, but if few people can get it right and invest correctly and have some money when the market does bottom, I don't think the market will bottom until we're at 400 on the S&P. And I think Trace and I both feel like he likes to measure things in terms of ounces of gold, which is very, very smart, in terms of the Dow to gold ratio getting back to one or so. When the market gets to that level, you want to have some money left so that you can invest then. That's when you really make a fortune. And then you can do great things. You can help out your friends and family that are destitute, do great things with your charitable contributions. I mean, you can really do some great things. You should be optimistic about that.
You know, and I think that's something that's really worth talking about. What I'd like to do, we're going to get Trace and David back here in the next segment, because I want to elaborate a little bit on how, you know, we don't talk gloom and doom necessarily on the show. We talk about defensive investing, and we talk about how you can protect your families and your loved ones, you know, and taking it one step farther, as David just did, how you can actually help out society in general. Because I got to tell you, I'm convinced that right around the corner, if you're not invested in the proper segments of the financial market, you know what? It's almost embarrassing to say how much money you're going to lose. I'm going to be right back with Trace Meyer and Steve Carr and David Tice.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Appreciate you joining me. We are, as you know, originating this show from the Freedom Fest. This is a very, very interesting, and I have to say patriotic, and I have to say free thinking event that occurs once a year in Los Angeles. It's happening right now. It's put on by Dr. Mark Skousen, who was on the program last week. Dr. Skousen is a PhD economist, brilliant individual, I have to tell you. Some of the folks who we're chatting with down here are, you know, they are very, very bright, and they have kind of a different perspective negative than what I would call the norm. And I'm not saying that it is bad, and I'm not saying that it's good. It certainly isn't bad. I'm chatting right now with a gentleman who has been on the program before. His name is Trace Mayer. Trace is an attorney, among other things, very, very successful business guy, has a couple of websites, runtogold.com and howtovanish.com. Trace is a real free thinker, we were chatting off the air about Trace's view on income tax in the United States, and it's an interesting view, to say the least. Trace, I mean, you don't think it's the most efficient system in the world, do you?
No, it's not the most efficient. Well, it's actually the most efficient system in the world at collecting and gathering resources for the state to use.
Yeah.
And that it's much more efficient at doing that than, say, socialism that happened in Russia. And in the industrial age, we had the need for large organizations in order to protect capital, whether they're a mine or a factory. And so the industrial age welfare states grew to such a size because the need for protection services was so high. And so, you know, the most efficient forms of government, the ones that could gather these large amounts of resources, they were used and they grew in order to provide those protection services. But now as we move into the information age and the ability to provide protection services at a lower cost has gone down,
yeah,
the need for these large welfare states is not necessarily as useful. And so they're becoming a very inefficient form of business and organization in our current, this new information age. And so for people of wealth, they are actually, instead of being a useful service that helps you generate wealth like they were in the industrial age, they're now a hindrance to being able to generate wealth and perhaps the single largest threat to people who want to generate wealth.
Trace, got a question for you. How would you respond to Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, President Obama, etc., when they're saying the rich people, and Hillary Clinton, they're saying the rich people aren't paying their fair share of the taxes, they're not paying their fair share to live in this country? How do you respond to them?
Well, the whole premise that they come from with you're not paying your fair share, they're in effect viewing individuals as livestock to be either milked or made into meat. And, you know, individuals are endowed with certain unalienable rights.
Yeah.
And so, no, I'm not your cow to be milked or made into hamburger. So, you know, I think that they need, you know, individuals are not the property of governments.
Mm-hmm. And so basically, you know, you take it one step farther and you say people should not be paying income tax. Is that what you're saying, or am I putting words?
Well, no, I mean, if you're obviously, I don't think there's necessarily any moral duty to pay income taxes, but there is a legal duty.
Yeah.
And I think that people should, you know, follow the law. But keep in mind that if you're caught on the sidewalk by a robber and he has a gun and he says your wallet or your life, you don't have a moral duty to give him your wallet, but it might be the wisest thing to do. And, you know, there are a way that these governments that are, you know, act very immorally, they can interrupt people's lifestyles in a way that is not very friendly. Put you in jail, for example.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Let's talk about the United States as an entity, okay? And you know, you and I would both agree that entities need blood to work. Human beings, you know, we need our circulatory systems, because if they don't work, we're done, okay? And so the circulatory system I would maintain of the United States is the currency. Now, theoretically, the people like yourself and myself and our colleagues and our friends and everybody needs to contribute to the currency is the wrong word, but they need to contribute to the revenue of the U.S. government, because if the U.S. government gets no revenue, theoretically, hasn't been the case, but theoretically, they can't provide the goods and services that people demand, okay?
Yeah, it's that, you know, their governments theoretically exist to provide protection services. That's the main purpose of them. They're granted monopolies of violence over a given geographical area. In effect, they don't like competing entities that use violence, for example, criminal gangs
right.
in Los Angeles are beginning to claim certain blocks within the area. And, you know, the government doesn't like that. But this whole idea that governments need to maintain this monopoly over violence in a given geographical area is economically inefficient and not really needed in today's day and age. But, you know, how do you challenge that paradigm that we've had for thousands of years? And, you know, those people that have, that are operating these businesses, because that's really all governments are, businesses, and how do they operate these in a way that they're able to maintain their legitimacy? Well, you know, as the business begins to shrink, as the revenue begins to dry up, they have to exert more and more compulsion and coercion upon those that they think they own. You know, Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid thinks they think that they own you. They think that you're their cow. And so they implement more and more draconian rules, such as the FBAR, reporting of foreign bank accounts, your controlled foreign corporation reporting, 1099s, like in this medical, in this healthcare bill, we're going to have 1099s for both goods and services. I mean, it's going to be crazy. And all of that is so that they can get more and more revenue. And, but eventually, you know, it becomes so inefficient, their ability to get revenue, that they collapse. And that's what we're in the midst of. You know, it'll take decades probably for these giant dinosaurs to collapse. But they're not going to be able to generate the wealth in the, they're not going to be able to harvest the wealth that the individuals generate in the industrial, in the information age like they were in the industrial age, because the customer relationship with governments is going to change. And quite frankly, those who generate wealth don't really need the services of governments anymore, and governments are actually the largest threat to them.
You know, that's a really, really interesting point. Trace is going to be on a live show that we're going to be doing this afternoon from radio station KNUU, this afternoon being Friday, the 9th of July. That show will also be posted on our website, so you'll be able to listen to it. We're going to deal with this issue, perhaps a bit, not perhaps. I guarantee you we're going to deal with this issue a lot more in depth than we were able to do here in the 8 minutes and 20 seconds. So if you have an interest in the subject, and we're not endorsing it or not endorsing it, we're just saying we're providing information, take a listen to the show. It will be posted on the site. It will be up on Monday. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great
Genesis.
Talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Two more segments on the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Got an interesting segment here. I am chatting with Edward Gonzalez, who is a congressional candidate in California from the area of the Silicon Valley area. On the one hand, he is a very, very definite limited government guy. And then on the other hand, from Casey Research, a really good friend of mine, and I'm really proud to say that he's a friend of mine because the guy's so damn bright. Louis James. Louis is a very, very interesting guy. But Louis, you're an anarchist. You're not a limited government guy. You're an anarchist. What does that mean?
Limited to zero.
Okay. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, first, let me jump in and say that there is a utility to us anarchists, us rabble-rousing anarchists out here, and that is whenever you have a debate, you have one side versus the other. The side that compromises most is the one that loses the most. The center of the debate moves in the most uncompromising direction. So there's a value to having us rabble-rousing anarchists out here insisting on complete freedom. Because the guys who just reasonably want to abolish the income tax, you know, they look pretty reasonable by comparison. So it moves the center of the debate, if you will, to the right. I don't think in right-left terms, of course. But there is a value to us anarchists out here. So don't diss us just for being so
crazy. Absolutely crazy. I'm not saying you're crazy. Trust me, I'm not. Edward, you're a libertarian. You're a limited government guy. Tell us why.
You know, I am, but I guess I'll first comment on what Louis just said. I couldn't agree with you more. I've read Rothbard. I've certainly read a lot of anarchist literature. It's very interesting. They bring a lot of interesting points to the table, and philosophically it's engaging, and it also makes us limited government guys seem a lot more reasonable. So I do thank you for that. It is fantastic in debates. The reason that I am a limited government person is simply because of real-life experience and what happens in the world. If anarchy was really the greatest political system that would exist in the world, then Somalia should be the most wonderful, prosperous place on the planet. And it's not. I also served in Iraq, and I can tell you right now, a tale of two villages. In Iraq, there after the war, infrastructure went away, government, the Saddam's regime fell, and there was no government, no sort of control. Now, one area didn't set up any sort of institutions, didn't set up sort of any government, businesses tried to begin. What happened? A strong man declared himself the colonel of the police force, seized control. Anyone who opposed him was murdered. Their families disappeared. Other strong men popped up. When I was there, there was attacks, there was bombings. It wasn't Al-Qaeda. These were all strong men fighting against each other. Mass violence, mass murders everywhere. 20 minutes to the south, another village set up a very small, limited government. They had judges, the elders, the young men were all police. They kept the village safe. They adjudicated disputes. Prosperous, not a single attack in the 7 months that I was there, and growing and thriving businesses. That's why I don't believe in anarchy. Not because the philosophy doesn't sound great. It doesn't work in the real world.
Okay, Louis, this knockout punch, but you're getting back on your feet. You're in the corner. The ref's counting them down. What do you say, man?
Well, it's a pragmatic argument that's being made, and I'm well known for being a moralizing bastard. And to me, it matters what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And a little bit of coercion is no less immoral because it's a little bit of coercion. And, you know, I have a daughter, and if some guy raped her very nicely, you know, and was clean and showered first and used a condom and did it with velvet-lined handcuffs or something, and it was just, you know, nicer and less violent and less ugly, still be wrong.
You'd kill him. If somebody approached one of my daughters with that in mind, I'd do the same thing.
So I'm being a little bit reductio ad absurdum, but there is a point here in that principles do matter. And if you stray from principles, sometimes you end up with unintended consequences. And you can't always tell how things are going to work out, as well as your theories and even your practical experience may guide you. I think it's important to adhere to principles. And one of my principles is non-coercion. I think it is morally wrong to coerce people.
Yeah.
Self-defense is another matter. We can get into that at some other time. But that's where I'm coming from. And I think that it actually is pragmatic to be moral. And I think that when you organize things in a moral way, you tend to have pragmatically superior results. And Ayn Rand made this case, you know, very prominently, that the moral and the practical doesn't need to be in opposition.
A prominent limited government philosopher and
that's
writer.
That's true. But her own philosophy was inconsistent. So about your example in Somalia, Iraq.
Yeah.
You had your experience. I wasn't there. I can't gainsay what you saw. I can suspect that there may have been other factors involved, but there is a common thread in both the Somalia and your Iraq example, in that basically, in Iraq, some strongman made himself a de facto government. He didn't get elected. He wasn't a properly authorized government, but he made himself a de facto government in that village, and he was a bad government. That's bad. I would agree with that. In Somalia, Doug gave this answer in the debate yesterday as well. You know, you had the collapse of one government. Yes, nature does tend to abhor a vacuum. But what you had is a bunch of little governments spring up instead. This wasn't a functioning anarchy. It wasn't a non-functioning anarchy. It was just a bunch of little governments, each one more, you know, predatory than the other. It was a bad situation. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. As far as pragmatics go, we have this difficulty of not having the shining city on the hill to point to and say, look, there's where it's working. We get criticized for not having that, but the fact is we don't have that. What I can say, though, is the government as we know it, the institution of the nation state, is such a manifest and abject failure at delivering the core services it's supposed to do that I think we can say the same thing and say, well, you don't have an example of a working limited government either. It's as much an abstraction as pure anarchism.
Well, I mean, when this limited government was formed, we didn't have cars. We weren't in outer space. We didn't have airplanes. We certainly don't have the technology we have now. Didn't have computers. And for all of our imperfections, for all of the things that we've gotten wrong, look at the amazing country that we live in right now with all of the amazing, amazing things in this world.
Yeah, it was freedom that did that.
I'm sorry?
It was freedom that did that. It was the marketplace that did
You're
that.
Right. The freedom, the safety, the freedom, the liberty that our limited government, that our Constitution provided and set the bounds for.
I would disagree. I would say, for example, we have street lights and stop signs, and there are laws that put those there. But it's not really the fear of the cop that makes everybody stop, and many people don't stop. The reality is that if you go through intersections without looking, you're likely to get clocked or to kill somebody and
couldn't
have
agree
a great deal
more.
Of
so
responsibility.
I guess I'll ask you.
Just let me finish my point, and that is, I don't think the legal framework was required. The reality of the stupidity of going through intersections without looking is a very powerful force. So I don't think it was thanks to the limited government that we had the freedom. I think that we had the freedom, and therefore we had the limited government. You know, the whole angels and men thing. The fact is that the people of the United States, and not the current United States, had a culture that had these values of work ethic and honesty in business and so on, by and large. And it was that culture that drove the creative engine, and that culture embraced freedom and free markets. The government was a manifestation of it.
So here's my question, because I'm a limited government, meaning military, police, legal structure. That's it. So if a person has a beef with you, perhaps they've subscribed to your service, International Speculator, didn't like it, want their money back, you're not going to give it to them. Should
of
they
course
be
they would. But
here's an example. They keep it for a year and they want the full year's refund, and you say, well, no.
That's not reasonable.
Right. Not reasonable. They get angry. Should they be able to come into your place of business and seize all of your money, take it away, and if you try to stop them, punch you in the face or shoot you? Or should they be forced to go to a judge or a court and seek a legal, peaceful way to attempt retribution?
We have got 30 seconds left. You got the last word.
There are private courts now. There are arbitration services. There are ways of resolving this. And no, nobody has a right to exact greater harm than the harm done to them. There's this concept of restitution, and that's where I think the key is, understanding restitution.
Absolutely. When people aren't forced to do that legally, you have bloodshed.
You know, the problem I'm having with this debate is I got two guys here who are probably 20 to 30 years younger than I am, at least, and they're much brighter than I am, and they're making a whole lot more common sense than I could ever hope to do. Louis, thank you so much, and Edward, thank you so much. It's been really, really fun to do this. Big Al's going to be right back with Ty Andrus. Stick around.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Ow!
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Ow!
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Ow!
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water.
making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I am chatting with a gentleman who has not been on the show for a while. His name is Ty Andrus. Ty is, we're chatting, by the way, at an event called Freedom Fest, which is here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Freedom Fest is an event sponsored by Dr. Mark Skousen, a very, very well-known economist. I have to say, it is the general philosophical bent of the people who come to this thing is really pretty right-wing, but that's where Big Al is, too, so I feel like I'm right in my element. I am chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of Ty Andrus. Ty is, as he describes himself, a libertarian Austrian economist, given the fact that I consider Ron Paul to be my hero. I have absolutely no problem with the fact that Ty is a libertarian, and given the fact that the Von Mises Institute is one of my favorite organizations, and I have an undergraduate degree in economics, and I am very definitely in the Austrian camp. It's fun having Ty on the show. Ty, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, got a question for you. You are talking right now. You are not very bullish in terms of the conventional markets, as I also am not. Let's talk a little bit about your views there first.
Well, we're in a Great Depression. We're in a depression, not a Great Depression. A depression is when economies are falling at over a 10% rate, and you can look at the statistics the government puts out, but really they count government borrowing and spending as GDP. So properly
that,
measured.
Matt, if I can just interrupt you for a second, there's something wrong with that picture, man.
Well, it's certainly not production. It's actually consumption of wealth.
Right.
And, if you really look at it, the U.S. economy is falling at about 11 or 12% rate. And you can see that you can go to Zero Hedge. They've got a perfect illustration of it.
Elaborate for me a little bit on that, if you would, because the numbers that are coming out, as you're aware, Ty, in the conventional press, is they're saying, well, the economy is really growing, but it's growing really slowly, around 2%. Let's talk about why, in reality, that isn't the case.
Well, there's statistical lies. When you think about the mainstream press, you have to understand that they're controlled by crony capitalists and public serpents and bankers, and or should I say banksters, and these people really have a vested interest in fleecing and misleading the American people. And
sad,
I'm sorry,
but true.
We're just living in the land of George Orwell.
When do you think all of this started?
I got my own thoughts on it, but I'm curious.
It started in 1971 when the great fraud happened, when they changed sound money to unsound money.
You know,
and when any kind of immoral thing could be papered over by a printing press rather than, you know, going into bankruptcy because they demanded their gold. You know, even a fractional gold standard where they lend out a 10-to-1, when you have bad policies, there's runs on the bank. And that was severed right then.
Ty, I got to tell you, I take issue. I don't disagree with you, but when I think it started, psychologically, for lack of better terms, was in the mid-60s, because in the mid-60s, in my opinion, you know, and I'm a product of the 60s. I came of age, and I mean, I graduated from high school in 1962, and our society became a society that was very, very pro-income redistribution, welfare, instant gratification, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, I agree with you that, you know, that was, I think, when psychologically the country changed. But, yeah, when Nixon took us off the gold standard, that was...
But the Nixon taking us off the gold standard, he was having a run on the bank. And it was from the policies that started under Lyndon Johnson. Guns and butter. I mean, running the Vietnam War and instituting welfare and Medicare and all the things that really reward bad behavior and punish the people that are doing actually producing more than they consume.
Producing more than you consume, consuming more than you produce is absolutely what's wrong with the U.S. right now. And I guess the question that I would have is, you know, I mean, I'm not an anarchist. I'm not I'm not one of these guys who's really way out there on the fringe, but I do have what I think is a legitimate question, and my legitimate question is, how can we change this? I mean, how can we change?
It will never change until the final collapse. There's nothing that's going to alter the path of the U.S. government and what's unfolding. This has been tried hundreds of times in history with never once having a different result. And it's a complete currency and financial system collapse, and it dies in waves of insolvency. And you can see the waves lapping over the elites right now. And just like King Canute, they're going to learn that they can't stomp the surf.
Boy, I don't know what to say. You know, it's a sad situation to be in. I was chatting yesterday. We've done a couple of live shows down here in studio on radio station KNUU. And chatting yesterday with Bert Dillman, among other people, and, you know, these are some very, very bright financial people, and they're all saying the same thing, you know. Boy, I'll tell you, Katie, bar the door, we're going to have some problems. But my question is, so what should people do to protect themselves?
Well, you have to learn what is money and what the functions of money are. You have to put your wealth into things that can't be printed, and that will reprice to reflect the loss of purchasing power. We're at the beginnings of a crack-up boom. You can see it in gold as measured in any currency in the world. I mean, when you buy gold, you're just preserving your wealth. You're not building it. But there's other techniques.
There's nothing wrong today with preserving your wealth, man.
Well, they're going to, you know, people are going to be given the greatest opportunity in history to buy real estate and stocks and everything else. It's going to be the most crushing lows that you can believe. And it's all in front of us.
Ty, I think we're seeing it right now. And, you know, and here is a perfect example. You know, and I've used this story a number of times, but my wife and I moved up to a little community in Washington State on the Canadian border. Really, really nice. You know, it's a gated community. We've got a little condominium there, two golf courses. I mean, it's really a nice place. 50 cents on the dollar, Kathy and I paid for our condo. Mm-hmm. 50 cents on the dollar. And today, a year after we purchased our place, you can probably buy them for 45, 40 cents on the dollar.
Well, that's what are called malinvestments. And, like, the first handoff in malinvestments are still at fraudulent prices.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is them falling to their true value rather than their, you know, credit-induced boom value.
But still, 50 cents on the dollar, you got to admit, that's not bad. I mean, you know, Kath and I are talking about going down to either Palm Springs or Tucson, you know, for 5 months out of the year, starting this year. We're going to do it. We're not going to buy. Why should we buy? Because I'll bet you in a year or two, the 50% decrease that we've seen in prices down there, it'll become a 90% decrease.
There's another 50% at least to go, but
yeah.
I actually believe it's quite a bit greater.
Do you really?
Remember, what? Markets overshoot.
Markets overshoot.
And the banking system is in extend and pretend mode. And their balance sheets are just so poisonous, and they're sitting there under regulatory forbearance, holding them at their regular values, and not letting the market clear. And they've got to be getting those things off their balance sheets as fast as they get on. And we've got a race to find buyers and where demand emerges. And we're not there.
Well, I mean, we got about 2 minutes left here, and we're not there. That's true. Let me give you one more example, by the way. Buddy of mine just bought a Lexus. Okay, sticker price. This was about a year ago. Sticker price on that car, it's brand new, 0 miles. Sticker price on the car was $44,000. My friend, true story, took out his checkbook and said, "I'm prepared to write you a check for that car for $26,000." That car. 0 miles. Salesman laughed at him. My buddy drove the car off the lot 20 minutes later.
It's only the beginning.
Well, earlier in the segment we were talking about what people need to do and to protect themselves, and I agree. You know, our mutual friend, Clyde Harrison, says this is the era of things. You got to buy things, and things are defined, you know, by Clyde as commodities.
But you have to be very careful right now.
Of course.
There's still a big flush to come, and you have to buy the babies when they're thrown out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
And we're not at that moment yet, not even close.
So you're saying people basically at this point, they kind of need to circle the wagons and consolidate. I want to say to you folks out there, Ty Andrus is a really good guy. He's an interesting guy. He is, as he describes himself, a libertarian Austrian economist. I got a lot of respect for this guy. I really do. I'm going to suggest we're going to have a link on our homepage to his website. Take a look and see what you think. It is very, very valuable. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.